स्वामी के नाम ने नमस्ते सरस्वती देव गौरवाणी प्रचार ने निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे श्री कृष्ण दयालु जगत संसारे तुम बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे पतिता पावन हेतु तव अवतारा पतिता पावन हेतु तव अवतारा प्रभु न पाए वो आरा मो सम पतिता प्रभु न पाए वो आरा प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमी नंद सुखी आहा प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमी नंद सुखी कृपावालोकन करो आमी बड़ दुखी कृपावा कृपावालोकन करो आमी बड़ दुखी कृपावा दया करो सीतापति अद्वैता गोसाई दया करो सीतापति पति अद्वैता गोसाई चैतन्य निकाय तब कृपा भाले पाय चैतन्य निकाय स्वरूप सनातन रूप रघुनाथ आहास आहास रूप सनातन रूप रघुनाथ प्रभु लोकनाथ भटयुगा श्री जीव प्रभु लोकनाथ आचार्य प्रभु श्रीनिवास दया करो श्री आचार्य प्रभु श्रीनिवास चंद्र चंद मांगे नरोत्तम दास रामचंद्र चंद मांगे नरोत्तम दास जय गौरनिता जय निमायनिता 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 जय निमायनिता निकाय पंच तत्व की गेवर आप गौ निकाय पंच तत्व शिला प्रभुपाद की My dear Lord Chaitanya, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds? Your incarnation is just to reclaim the condition fallen souls. But I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss, since you always appear very happy. I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, then I may also become happy. My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be merciful to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Sri Chaitanya and Lord Sri Nityananda will also be kind to me. O Swarup Damodar, personal secretary of Lord Sri Chaitanya. O six Goswamis, Srila Rup Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Srila Jeev Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. O Loknath Goswami, my beloved spiritual master, Narottam Das always prays for your mercy. O Srinivasacharya, successor to the six Goswamis, please be merciful to me. Narottam Das always desires the company of Srila Ramchandra Chakravarti. Srila Narottam Thakur Ji Maharaj ki jai. I want to have little singing. Somebody asked me to sing. What is that singing? When Lord took sannyas and Mother Vishnupriya, she is so noble personality. She said these words, uttered these words.
Kaho Gauranga, Lao Gauranga, Kaho Gauranga, Lao Gauranga, Kaho Gauranga, Lao Gauranga, Bhajo Gaurange Ranam Re. Bhajo Gaurange Ranam Re. Je Jan Gauranga Bale.
Jnanatimrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unamilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manovishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्री युत पद कमलम श्री गुरम वैष्णव आमच श्री रूपम सागर जातम सागना रघुनाथम विदम तम सजीव साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना साहितम श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम राधा कृष्णा पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखा विदम च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांत गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्चा कृपा सिंधु वैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः टुगेदर जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे थैंक यू वेरी मच एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम टू द मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Bhagavat Mahapran is a graduate study of the spiritual life and Chaitanya Charitamrita postgraduate. And we people of Kali Yuga need Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami, this is the chapter going on. Purve ami tomar kariyachi upakar, tumi ama chadikar, prati upakar. Srila Sanatana Goswami continued, previously I have done much for you. Now I am in difficulty. Please return my goodwill by releasing me. As all you know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was imprisoned. He didn't want to serve the Malecha king, Yavana king. When it happened, when he happened to meet Lord Gauranga, his younger brother Srila Rupa Goswami, he left the job and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he also didn't go to work, and then Nawab Hussain Shah imprisoned him. Now he's requesting the jail keeper, previously I have done much for you, so much for you. Now I am in difficulty, please return goodwill by releasing me. Here are the thousands. Here are 5,000 gold coins. Please accept them. By releasing me, you will receive the results of pious activities and gain material profit as well. Thus you will profit in two ways simultaneously. Devotees, to get out of this material world, doesn't matter what we have to do. This material world is not our home. We are here in a prison, actually. As it is uttered by our Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, said, Mama Pitya Punar Janma Dukhalyama Shashvatam. This material world is a place of miseries. And it's a slaughterhouse. Prabhupada used to say, if animals are taken to slaughterhouse, none returns alive. They are all slaughtered. Similarly, those who are born in this material world are going to be slaughtered one day. They are all going to die. Nobody can stay here. But I am so foolish that I am trying to make a permanent home in a temporary situation. Who can do this? It's not possible. Many people tried to do in the past. They were all failures, finished. Nobody knows where they are now. But we are in ignorance. Thank Krishna that He sent His pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to open our darkened eyes with the torch of knowledge. We didn't know what to do and what not to do. With reasoning and logic, Srila Prabhupada explained, he made us understand what to do and what not to do. You chant Hare Krishna, try to become conscious of Krishna, and prepare to turn back home, back to Godhead. This is the purpose of life. In this way, Srila Sanatana Goswami convinced the jailkeeper, who replied, "Please hear me. My dear sir, I am willing to release you, but I am afraid of the government." Srila Sanatana replied, "There is no danger. The Nawab has gone to the south. If he returns, tell him that Sanatana went to pass a stool near the bank of the Ganges, and that as soon as he saw the Ganges, he jumped in." Devotees, actually, to escape this material world, doesn't matter what we have to do. It's all transcendental. Srila Sanatana Goswami made this story, and it is genuine, because he was there serving the Malechas, Yavanas, and he wanted to get out of there. And it's not that he's lying. He's doing very, very noble cause. He wants to be a devotee. He wants to serve Lord Gauranga. He said, he made this story to the jailkeeper. And then what happened? "Tell me." "I looked for him a long time, but I could not find any trace of him. He jumped in with his shackles." See, this Yavana has shackled him. If we are shackled in this material world, so many shackles, and he is ready to sacrifice everything with his shackles, and therefore he was drawn and washed away by the waves. There is no reason for you to be afraid." Srila Sanatana is educating this jailkeeper. "I shall not remain in this country. I am not going to stay there. I shall become a mendicant and go to the holy city of Mecca." He had to say this because he was a Muslim. He won't understand. There are so many other holy places other than Mecca. So he had to say this, you know. Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada ki, our great acharya. Then he's saying, Srila Sanatana Goswami could see that the mind of the meat eater was still not satisfied. Devotees, one who eats meat, he is a horrible person. Because meat is not a food, animal food, it's animal food. In a human being, when we have two legs and we are eating meat, just like lions, just like animals. And they cannot think properly. You know, all the meat eaters, animals, they are ferocious by nature. So similarly, this Yavana meat eater was still not satisfied. He then stacked 7,000 gold coins before him, put 7,000 gold coins before him. When the meat eater saw the coins, he was attracted to them. This is the weakness of the meat eaters also. They go after money, you know. He saw, and now he was at 7,000 gold coin those days. 500 is back, oh my God, big amount. You can say millions of dollars. He then agreed, and that night he cut shackles, cut Sanatana's shackle, and let him cross the Ganges. In this way, Srila Sanatana Goswami was released. However, he was not able to walk along the path of the forest, a fortress. Walking day and night, he finally arrived at the hilly tract of land known as Patada. You know, so living in a so palatial way, Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada, and he took so much trouble to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to learn that I should be ready to take any trouble to become Krishna conscious, any trouble to please Srila Prabhupada, any trouble to please Gaur Nitai, Radha Shyam Sundara Krishna Bhagavan. And we don't take troubles. That is our problem. But see, he is taking so much trouble, and he was the prime minister of the Nawab for the sake of Lord Gauranga, for the sake of spiritual life, he sacrificed everything. Devotees, brothers and mothers, great lesson to learn for all of us. We are not ready to sacrifice little things. You know, little things we cannot sacrifice. But one day, we will sacrifice this life before the Yamdutas. Yamdutas will come and take away everything. Well, we should learn to sacrifice for Krishna, for Gaur Nitai. Then, after reaching Patada, he met a landholder and submissively requested him to get him across that hilly tract of land. A man who was expert in palmistry was at that time staying with the landlord. Knowing about Srila Sanatana, he whispered the following in the landlord's ear. What he whispered? The palmist said, this man Sanatana possesses 8 gold coins. See how he is using his palmistry to cheat people. This is nonsense. Hearing this, the landlord was very pleased. Oh, and spoke the following to Srila Sanatana Goswami. The landlord said, I shall get you across that hilly track at night with my own men. Now just take your lunch and cook for yourself. Saying this, the landlord offered Sanatana, Srila Sanatana, grains to cook. Srila Sanatana then went to the riverside and took his bath. Because Srila Sanatana had been fasting for 2 days, see how much trouble this great personality took for Lord Chaitanya, for their well-being, he cooked the food and ate it. However, having formerly been a minister of the Nawab, he began to contemplate the situation. He began to contemplate the situation, and then further, as a former minister for the Nawab, Srila Sanatana could certainly understand diplomacy. He therefore thought, why is this landlord offering me such respects? Thinking in this way, he questioned his servant, whose name was Ishan. Ishan was also accompanying Srila Sanatana Goswami. Srila Sanatana asked his servant, Ishan, I think you have some valuable things with you. Ishan replied, yes, I have 7 gold coins. See, you know, by Prabhupada's mercy I can say this, those who are devotees, those who surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, Krishna and Krishna Chaitanya both are same. Brajendra Nandan Jai Sachi Suta Hoile Sai Balaram Hoile Nitai Deen Heen Jato Chila Hari Nam Udhari Lo Taro Sakshi Jagai Madai. So, Supra Soul is guiding him. He thought, this man is taking so much care for me, so much he is respecting me. What is the reason? So he asked Ishan, He said, I have 7 gold coins. Hearing this, Srila Sanatana Goswami chastised his servant, saying, why have you brought this death near with you? Death, K-N-E-L-L, near with you. Why you brought this death? Thereupon, Srila Sanatana took the 7 gold coins in his hand and went to the landlord. Holding the gold coins before him, he spoke as follows. I have these 7 gold coins with me, please accept them. And from a religious point of view, please get me across that hilly tract of land. I am prisoner of the government and I cannot go along the way of the ramparts. It will be very pious of you to take this money and kindly get me across this hilly tract of land. Smiling, the landlord said, before you offered them, I already knew that there were 8 gold coins in your servant's possession. Just see. On this very night, I would have killed you. See, people were so fallen even that time. For little money, they can kill somebody. Now it's also happening, very sinful people. Killed you and taken your coins. It is very good that you have wonderfully offered them to me. I am now relieved from such a sinful activity. He understands this, but his consciousness is so polluted that still he wanted to kill Srila Sanatana Goswami. So only devotees, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, one who becomes devotee, only he develops some of these merciful qualities. If one devotee doesn't have mercy, then he is not devotee, he is a debauchee. Srila Prabhupada was so merciful, just see his mercy. Because he is Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. Mahabhagavat Vaishnava Srila Prabhupada ki. Many of you have seen Prabhupada, and I had opportunity to serve him personally. Devotees, I can say, such a great personality, such a great soul is very rare. And this is, Prabhupada is a mercy to the whole world. By Krishna, send Prabhupada to help the we fallen souls from gliding down towards hellish condition. We become conscious of Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead, where life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. Thank you, Sri Krishna, for sending Srila Prabhupada. I am very satisfied with your behavior. I shall not accept these gold coins. See, good behavior change others' hearts. But I shall get you across the hilly tract of land simply to perform a pious activity. Srila Sanatana Goswami replied, if you do not accept these coins, somebody else will kill me for them. It is better that you save me from the danger by accepting the coins. Devotees, Srila Sanatana Goswami has no money. Total dependence upon Krishna. Total dependence upon Lord Chaitanya. We have to learn the lesson. We are dependent upon our unclean, filthy mind. My mind is very filthy, accepting something, rejecting something. But Srila Sanatana Goswami told, gold coins, he didn't have anything with him. But Ishan has gold coins. He said, why you brought this death with you? This is a total dependence on the part of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Ishan, he was also a fortunate soul, but he was little attached to the coins, to the money. So we have to be totally dependent upan Guru, Gaurang, Nityananda and Radha Krishna. Then our life can become successful. otherwise life is failure, devotees. Then further, after this settlement was made, the landlord gave Srila Sanatan 4 watchmen to accompany him. They went through the forest path for the whole night and thus brought him over the hilly tract of land. After crossing the hills, Srila Sanatan Goswami told his servant, "Ishan, I think you still have some balance left from the gold coins." Srila Sanatan, so great. Ishan replied, "I still have 1 gold coin in my possession." Srila Sanatan Goswami then said, "Take the gold coin and return to your home. You are not fit to go to Lord Gauranga." You know, if we have any material attachment, that will not let us go back home, back to Godhead. As it is said by the younger brother of Srila Sanatan Goswami, what he said? "Anna vilasata shunnam jnana karmadi anavratam anukullena krishnanu shilnam bhaktir uttama." Material desire must be zero. If me, you, he, she, if we have any material desire that is going to bring us back to this miserable material world. Devotees, let me ask you this question. Is this material world a good place? Huh? Is it a good place? Prabhupada said that this material world is not a place for a gentleman to live. Anyone who wants to be a gentleman, this is not a place for him. And Prabhupada mentioned that can you imagine to live among the prisoners? You know, when criminals put into prison, and sometimes what happens, they fight with each other and kill each other. These prisoners, they are criminals. Even if they are put in the prison, still they are hurting each other and killing each other. So this material world is a prison house. Mamu petya punarijanama dukkhalyama shashvatam. Those who are born, they are going to die. And this material world is not a place for a gentleman to live. It's a prison house. So we should not be attached to this prison, but we should learn to attach with Gaur Nikaya and the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram and perfect our life. And in the end of our life, think of Krishna. Hare Krishna. That is the perfection of life. So after departing from Ishan, Srila Sanatan Goswami began traveling. You know, Ishan, you know, he didn't insist upon that, "Please take me with you. I will give away this gold coin." He didn't. Astrologer told him 8. He gave the 7. 1 he kept with him. Attachment, you know, there's so much to learn from this 7 habit. Attachment to anything, get away. You cannot go to Mahaprabhu. You are attached to coins, you go back. He didn't say, I will give this gold coin away, take me with you. No, he didn't say. So Srila Sanatan Goswami, total dependence upon Krishna, total dependence upon Mahaprabhu. And he said, "You go with 1 coin, and I am going to go now." After departing from Ishan, Srila Sanatan Goswami began traveling alone with a water pot in his hand, simply covered with a torn quilt. Oh my God. He thus lost all his anxiety. No anxiety. And he has a water pot to drink the water. On those days, no thermos. Water pot. Simple water. And one quilt, you know. Quilt, which kind of quilt is mentioned here? A torn quilt. And he was a Prime Minister, living in a soap and for Lord Gauranga, for the sake of spiritual life, he gave up everything. So much lesson to learn for all of us. We should not be attached to anything of this material world. Then only we can return back home, back to Godhead. Everybody is ready to go back home, back to Godhead? Yes. Very good, very good. Thank you very much. Then further, walking and walking, Srila Sanatana Goswami finally arrived at a place called Hajipur. It's a Muslim name, Haji name, Hajipur. That evening, he sat down within a garden.
Maharaj, we end 36.
Huh?
We are ending 36.
This is 37. I should not go further. We have so much time, what do you say? Should I go further or not?
Yes.
Thank you, Mataji. Walking and walking, Srila Sanatana Goswami finally arrived at a place called Hajipur. That evening, he sat down within a garden. Then, 38, in Hajipur, there was a gentleman named Shrikant, who happened to be the husband of Sanatana Goswami's sister, brother-in-law. He was engaged there in government service. So devotees, our leader is saying, Maharaj, don't go further, so I will stop here. Next time he won't give me opportunity to speak, you know. If you speak, 38, 39. So, no, I should say something, Mr. Leader. Should I say something or stop?
Whatever you want.
Huh? I wanted to read, you wanted to read. You want me to read?
Go for it.
No, I won't go now. I won't go now. So, devotee, these our acharyas, Srila Roop, Srila Sanatana, Srila Raghunath Bhatt, Srila Raghunath Das, Srila Jeev, Srila Gopal, they are transcendental personalities. They are Lord Chaitanya's associates. They took so much trouble to give Krishna consciousness to the whole world. They work very hard.
Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Sadharma Samsapako Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno लोकानाम हितकारिनो त्रिभुवने मन्यो शरण्याकरो
लो हरि बोल
नाम हितकारिनो त्रिभुवने मन्यो शरण लोकानाम हितकारिनो त्रिभुवने मन्यो शरण्याकरो
लोकानाम हितकारिनो त्रिभुवने
मन्यो राधा कृष्ण पदार बिंद भजना नंदेन मातालिको
राधा कृष्ण पदार बिंद भजना नंदेन मातालिको
बंदे रूप सनातना रघु जगो श्री जीव गोपाल को
बंदे रूप सनातना रघु जगो श्री जीव गोपाल को
कृष्ण कीर्तन गान नतन परो प्रेमातम मौनिधि कृष्णा कीर्तन परो प्रेमातम
धीरा धीर जन प्रिया प्रिया करो निर मस्त रहो पूजिता कन्या कृपा भरा भूमि भव भारा बहंकार को सीचे बंदे रूप सनातन रघु जग श्री जीव गोपाल को श्री गौरंग गुणानुवानन श्रद्धा स्मृति अन्वित पापोताप निकंतन तन वृतान गोविंद गानामृते आनंदम बुधि वादने कनिपनो केवल्य निस्तार को बंदे रूप सनातना रघु जगो श्री जीव गोपाल को त्यक्त्वा नमशेष मंडल पति श्रेणीं सदातो च भूत्वा दीन गणेश करुणया कौपीन कंथारिष गोपी भावर साम्रता बदल हरी कल्लोल मगना मोहु गोपी भावर साम्रता बदल हरी बंदे रूप सनातन रघु जग श्री जीव गोपाल को पूजत कोकिल हंस सरस गण किरणे मयूरा कुले पूजत नान
ఆనారాధ నివాదమూలభిత శ్రీయుక్త బృందావనే కృష్ణం అహారణికం ప్రభజత జీవాత ముదా కృష్ణ బంగారూప సనాతన రఘు జగో జీవ గోపాల సంఖ్యా పూర్వక నామ గాననతి కాలావసాని కృత నిద్రాహార విహార కాలి విదిత చటయంత దీనాశయ కృష్ణ గుణాస్మృత మధురిమా నందేన సామోహిక నాస్మృత మధురిమా నందేన బండరూప సనాతన రఘు జగ గోపాల రాధా కుండట కలిండి కనియా తీరే చ బంశీ బటే రాధా ప్రేమన మాధవ సదశేషదశియా గ్రస్త ప్రేమాత సదా కదాహరేర్గుణవరం భావామిభూత ముదారూపనాతన రఘు జగ గోపాల రాధే విత దేవీ కే చలలిత హే నంద సూనో కుతా శ్రీ గోవర్ధన కల్ప పాద పతలే
kalindi vane kota
shiva
vadana ka
kalindi vane kota
goshanta iti sarvato prajapure Edir Mahabivalo
Goshanta Iti Sarvato Prajapure Edir Mahabivalo
Vandari Pachinata Naradu Jato Sira Gopalato Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Pavan Srila Prabhupada ke I want to read the translation Anna Vilasita Shunnam Jnana Karmadi Navratam Anukullena Krishnanu Shillam Bhakti Puttama. When first class devotional service develops, devotees, we all have to develop first class devotional service. At present, my devotional service is third class. But all of you pray for me. Will you do this? All of you pray so that I can become first class devotee. I like to become. Is it okay with you? All right, okay. One must be devoid of all material desires, normal material desires. Knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy and fruitive action. The devotees must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. Quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, this is wonderful shloka, and we must free ourselves from all material desires. These material desires are going to bring us back to this miserable material world. And in one place, I read Prabhupada saying, if one cannot deliver himself during this time, when Lord Chaitanya has appeared 500 years back with his associate Nityananda Advaitacharya Gadadhar Sridhar Thakur, with all the paraphernalia, all the entourage, all the Vaishnavas, devotees, great personalities, then he cannot be delivered after billions of kalpas, billions of kalpas. We all have the wonderful opportunity to return back home, back to Godhead, availing this opportunity of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. For 10,000 years more, Prabhupada's mercy will flow, and after that, millions of years, Prabhupada is crore means 1 crore is 10, how much is 1 crore?
10 million.
10 million? 10?
100, 10 million.
10 million. Then see, crore means, kalpa means 1 day, Brahma is 1 kalpa. And you know, how small is Brahma's days? In 1 day, 1,000 yugas, 1 night, 1,000 yugas. Such kalpas, millions and billions of kalpas. So my humble request to all of you, help each other, and qualify yourself, all the Matajis, all the Pitajis. Qualify yourself to return back home, back to Godhead. This material world is not a good place. It's a hopeless place, miserable place, and it's not a very good place. And we belong to the spiritual world. Mame vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. All the jivas are my part and parcel, Lord is saying in Bhagavad Gita. We all belong to Krishna. We do not belong to this miserable material world. Then why we came here? Question arises. Yes, Mataji? Why we came here? Yes, Pitaji? Why we came here? It's in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavansha kare pashete maya tare japtiya. After forgetting Krishna, when jiva wants to enjoy, he comes under the slap of maya. Maya slapping him again and again. But foolish jiva doesn't understand. They go to the cycle of birth and death and suffer. Sometime in the hell, sometime in the roar of narka, this, that, so many problems, difficulties. So I won't go further. It's okay now, stop here. What do you say? Huh? Thank you very much, everybody, for your wonderful association here in New Ramareti Dham. And any question, any comments anybody has, please raise your hand. Hare Krishna. How are you? We miss you in Vrindavan, you know.
I'm missing Vrindavan. Your association in Vrindavan.
We have to go back to Vrindavan
now,
right? I'm ready to take you. So, you're ready to go?
I
Okay, what is the question?
Tell us your preaching activities. You're preaching up north, so far north, no?
Prabhupada's mercy, you know, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have a center in Kashmir now. Gaur Nitai's deities and center is there. And Prabhupada's mercy preaching is going on. Prabhupada has given us a very big temple. All of you are welcome there, no problem now. Now there was Article 370, it is removed by our present wonderful Prime Minister, who's from Gujarat, he's Gujarat, and he saved the India, you know, he's trying to save India very much. And Ram Mandra, he's constructing the Ram Mandra also. So many good things are happening. All of you are invited to our place, please come. Your boarding lodging will be free. We won't charge anything from you. You stay with us, give us your association, and be happy. So preaching is going on very nicely there. New centers are coming up, people are donating the land, and new centers are coming up. Any other comments, question? Yes, Mataji.
So, for sure, when you talk about this giving up everything, you can understand that there is a spiritual meaning behind it that is that we don't have to give up, materially speaking, but have that mentality that it doesn't belong to us, isn't it?
She's talking about Chukta
Viragra. So what Mataji is saying?
Mataji is saying we don't have to give up anything, we have to utilize everything for Krishna's pleasure.
Yes, I agree.
He agrees.
And if there is a need to give up, we should ready to give up also. And one thing, when time of departing from this material world will come, then we will be forced to give up everything. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
So we have to be ready now. Ready to give up, like Srila Sanatana Goswami gave up the 7 coins and he had 1 coin. He said, you go back. You are not fit to go with me. He didn't say, but it's obvious that he was not fit to go with him. He was attached to the gold coins. We have to be attached with Krishna. Okay, Mataji? Thank you. Anybody else?
I have a question, Maharaj.
What is your question?
You brought this back.
Huh?
This same Sanatana Goswami Pada, who sent Ishan back because it was not aligned with his form of renunciation, but that same Sanatana Goswami Pada later on actually suggested Raghunath Das Goswami to build a hut. Don't make Krishna supply or Radharani supply her sari to from the sunshine. Also, suggested also Rupa Goswami Pada that don't take just three things from this girl. You should go and endeavor for it. It sounds like opposite.
Huh?
It's opposite. Not to have anything at the same time, go out, but then it seems like contradictory.
It may be contradictory for you, for me it's okay. What are pure devotees, transcendental devotees does is transcendental. But it's a matter of understanding, because we are conditioned souls, we can Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Bhigiyena Bhujiye. You can't understand what Vaishnavas are doing. Srila Prabhupada, originally in our all the predecessor acharyas, they used to chant 64 rounds, and Lord Chaitanya also prescribed. But there are time, place and circumstances, Srila Prabhupada made 16 rounds for us. You think he did something wrong, contradictory?
No
contradictory. Because time, place and circumstances, devotees know, pure devotees know how to act on time, place and circumstances. Not that it's a contradiction, no. Whatever they do is perfect. It's a matter of our understanding. Our brain is lost in this material world. We are full of material desires, lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego. We can't understand. And we have to follow all this great Vaishnava, Srila Sanatana Goswami. Who can be like him? Srila Rupa Goswami, who can be like him? Srila Raghunath Bhatt, Srila Raghunath Das, Srila Jeev, Srila Gopal, who can be like them? They were so transcendental personality. You understand, sir? Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Guru. Any other comments, question? Anybody has to say? Yes. There are five rasas, as you know. You can chant, das, sat, vatsal, any rasa you can develop. You can develop dasya ras. Madhya ras is the highest. But five rasas, they are all wonderful and very nice. You want to develop madhya ras? It is, what do you call this? Madhya ras? So then try to be a serious devotee, and gradually it will be revealed in your heart by the Super Soul. When they see you are very serious and you want to develop Madhurya Ras, it may come in your heart and be one of the gopis. Yes? Want to be a gopi? Actually, to be a gopi is very the highest. They are the greatest devotee of Krishna. No match. this world, Lord Chaitanya thought their devotion is so wonderful. No match. They don't care about anything else except Krishna. So Lord was moved by the love of the gopis, love of Radharani to him. So he, you know, assumed gopi bhava and the complexion, fair complexion, Gaurang. Radharani is Gaurangi. And he distributed this love of Krishna all over the world. You just develop love of Krishna, you understand? Don't worry for other rasas, you know. And gradually you will go further. Prabhupada used to say, if you go to the mango grove, don't start counting the trees, how many trees are there. You eat the mangoes. You understand? Hare Krishna. Thank
Maharaj,
you.
Maharaj, this is a very technical question floating in Facebook.
Huh?
What he asked is very nice.
Yeah.
Is the soul the maker of destiny, of Swarup, or we are predestined in our Swarup?
He did not.
You are senior devotee. You have to answer those.
No, no. You are more senior than me. You answer this question. You answer this question. Yeah, you are speaking good, you know. Answer this question.
Only what I understand I can say. I don't know more than that. But I would like to hear. I know what I know, but I want to hear from you.
You know what you know, so speak that what you know.
Well, 1968, Prabhupada had a conversation with Upendra Prabhu. And Upendra Prabhu says, it's in the Veda base, anybody's interested.
What Upendra said?
Upendra Prabhu said, if I want to love Father as a lover, but relationship is father and son, how do I do that? So Prabhupada put a pause and he says, actually all relationship is wonderful, beautiful. Now I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember exact word, but then Prabhupada put pause again. And then he said, if you feel really as a lover, in the maturity of your devotional service, it will be revealed.
That what I said to him? I just said that?
Yes.
What is the question then? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Srila Gaur Nitai ki. Jai. Srila Radha Shyam Sundar ki. Jai. Krishna Balaram ki. Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga.